Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome, everyone and all, to another edition of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com, presented by Strainwise Consulting. You know, you can find Strainwise Consulting at www.strainwise.com. This week, we're going to talk about the flip side of business. We're going to talk about having a social life, finding romance, or simply meeting like-minded people that can blend right into your career and lifestyle. Sounds like a commercial, isn't it? But no, we're really going to talk about matchmaking and online dating. And for that, we were able to seek out and invite the world's first cannabis-friendly matchmaker, lifestyle consultant, and career coach. And I'm talking about Molly Peckler. She's the founder of Highly Devoted, the world's first cannabis-friendly matchmaking and coaching service. Highly Devoted caters to smart, passionate, classy cannabis consumers who are tired of the swipe apps and dating sites. And I know I'm tired of those myself. And Molly, by the way, she focuses on helping cannabis consumers gain confidence, pursue their passions, I love the alliteration, in the growing cannabis industry, or find love with a partner who appreciates cannabis and a relationship. Molly Peckler, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business.
Thank you so much for having me, Brasco. Very happy to be here.
My pleasure. So I'm really excited about this because, long story very short, I've invested my share of time and money into every possible dating site and matchmaking service imaginable. I've done it all. And, you know, obviously, if you look out there in the whole scope of things, there is a dating site and a matchmaking service that's for everyone and everything you could possibly be into. So I got to see your YouTube story. I love your attitude, love your personality. I can see why, you know, you are definitely not on the market. You found a wonderful husband. You found a wonderful relationship. So for you to share the success that you have must be great. So I can see why you'd be a great matchmaker. But now, talk to me about what made you decide that your matchmaking experience could best serve the cannabis community.
So I started off my matchmaking career working in mainstream matchmaking. I worked for a company that helped high net worth individuals find love. And I was always just very inspired by my relationship with my husband. And cannabis was a part of our connection from day one. And, you know, I realized after a while that, you know, there really wouldn't have been a way that we would have been able to be a successful couple if cannabis was not reflected in our relationship. And that's when I got the idea to create a service specifically for sophisticated cannabis consumers. You know, this is matchmaking is very different from online dating because, you know, you work one-on-one with an expert who is not only, you know, helping to introduce and screen great potential matches for you, but, you know, also to work as a coach and a cheerleader and to help you, you know, get out of your way if you need to. And so I saw that the tide was turning and more states were coming online in terms of medical and adult use cannabis legalization. And you know, I just realized that no one else was really going after these sophisticated cannabis consumers in terms of helping them find love. And I saw a need that was not being fulfilled by anyone else. And I decided to start this business back in 2015.
You know, it's funny. We're just coming back from Miami this past weekend. You know, Cannabis Radio, along with the, we're working alongside the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, had a great social networking event on a big, huge yacht. Noticed there were not a whole lot of couples within the people that were there. It looked like there were a lot more people that were single, very sociable, obviously being in Miami, was very formal, dressy, decked out for the night. It looked like some people could have the opportunity to hook up. So I feel like, you know, I really understand where you're coming from, where there is that void that needs to be filled, and I think you do a great part of that. Now, in my experience, I feel like every person in the last decade with a dating profile on take your pick of any popular dating site, have gone to extremes, filtering out most potential dates due to either high, unreachable standards. I saw a YouTube video just the other day that was proving that point. And also having not just unreachable standards, but bad intentions. Basically, less than romance and a long-term relationship by far. So what do you think about the state of mainstream online dating these days, and where has online dating and then, in more to a sense, matchmaking has gone seriously wrong?
Well, you know, I think it's not necessarily that people have bad intentions when they're online dating, because that's just totally subjective. It's just that people are looking for different things. And for some individuals, that is a serious relationship that could lead to love and really joining your lives together. And for others, it's just a casual hookup or a new friend. So, you know, I think it's important to realize what you are specifically looking for. And then, you know, using the tools that you have at your disposal, whether that's a matchmaker or a dating app or a dating site, to try and facilitate that process. You know, it's tough because with all the swipe apps, people can tend to look at their matches as disposable because there's always going to be another match and you're always going to be able to meet someone else. So even if you have a really great time with someone or if you see the potential for connection, there's that FOMO that plays into it and you feel like, oh, wait, maybe I'm going to meet someone else who's going to be even better. And so you're not as apt to actually invest the time in getting to know someone. And so, you know, it's a tough state of affairs right now. And that's why people, you know, are turning to my service, because, you know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs and very successful individuals who just don't have the time necessary to devote to online dating and meeting a bunch of people and investing a lot of time and money in first dates and, you know, all the messaging that it takes to get to that first date. And so I take that off of their plate and do all the screening for them, as well as after the date, I get feedback from both my clients and their matches. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm there to not only make the introduction, but to help get that relationship off the ground. And that's something that's really refreshing for a lot of people. And, you know, one of the things that's really interesting is when I tell people what I do, you know, not only are they surprised that I work specifically with cannabis consumers, but they're just surprised that matchmaking is real, is actually like a real thing. You know, they're like, oh, I've seen that on TV, but I didn't realize that this is an actual service that someone can provide. And this is something that I think a lot of people could benefit from. It is a luxury service because there is, you know, a high degree of expertise and time. And I've spent a lot of time and money in building my database and working with tons of clients. And so that's, you know, it's not something that everyone can, you know, can have access to, but for the people who want to invest the time and the money in themselves and their future, it's a really great option.
Funny that you kind of bring up, there was that old stigma, which I'm sure you, what you're talking about, that, you know, I remember Mad TV on Fox back in the day used to have their ongoing segment called Lowered Expectations, which was the knock off of Great Expectations, which surprisingly, it's not too, that company's still based not too far from where I'm at. They just changed their name and keep moving on. And, you know, there was the idea of computerized dating and trying to matchmake like that. So people have some of the wrong stigma to that, and I totally understand where you're coming from. Now, I'm going to take you back to 2015 to an article that you were quoted on that was off a profile that you had of yourself done by Vice.com. I want to take a couple of quotes into account and get your thoughts on these right now. So in this 2015 Vice article that I pulled, I saw that you mentioned the following, quote, "There are a lot of matchmakers and therapists who look down on weed. They don't understand how it can fit into a healthy lifestyle and a healthy relationship," end quote. Now, previous generations, you know, maybe your parents, my parents, I know my parents are coming up on 50 years married. You know, I have uncles and aunts the same way. Lots of people that I know that have been very wonderful, thriving long-term relationships and marriage. Why is it, I feel like, as a society, we're not getting that right these days?
We're not getting marriage right, are you
saying? Yes, I think people are not, because of the idea how some relationships just don't stay, you know, the commitment's not for the long term, because some people might see there might be an exit strategy if things don't work out, that they don't stay it through. And if there's bumps in the road that you stick with it.
Well, I think it just depends on the specific relationship. And, you know, my best advice to people is to really understand your needs and your deal breakers before you get into any relationship, and make sure that all of those are respected in whatever relationship that you enter. Because if that's the case moving forward, then you have a much better chance of being able to work through your issues and be a more resilient couple. And, you know, if you have a challenging time, you know that if you put in the effort and you both desire to stay together, then you'll be able to make it through. Now, on the other hand, if you get into a relationship and you haven't done the work on yourself and you don't understand what you truly need, and then you realize that your needs have not been respected in that relationship, then that might be something that's not worth fighting for. You know, it might not be something that can work in the long run. So you have to really understand going into a relationship what you need, and make sure that you don't settle for anything less than that.
And I want to also preface, I'm not saying that, you know, there's always the obvious reasons why people don't stay into a relationship if it becomes abusive or becomes damaging and just really harmful. So obviously,
of course,
point that into account. Now, in the same Vice article, you also mentioned about yourself and what made you a great matchmaker. And now I'm going to quote you again. Quote, "I've always had a special relationship with men. I just get how they communicate, and I also have the ability to put anyone at ease that is around me. I'm emotionally intelligent, I'm very curious, and I'm a great listener, so people always come to me for advice in the relationships. I was eventually recruited," and we mentioned how you were recruited by an executive matchmaking firm and spent several years into that. So are there some similarities in the qualities that it takes to become a great matchmaker and the qualities it takes to be relationship ready?
Absolutely. You know, I think empathy is just a huge factor in my ability to be a great matchmaker. And it really is about helping, you know, put someone at ease, make sure that they feel like they're in a safe place, and to ask them the right questions so that I can really get to the heart of what they're searching for and understand specifically what has been getting in their way of finding love up until now. And all of those things are important in a relationship. You know, I think to be able to listen to your partner and focus on them and make them feel comfortable and not be judgmental and show interest in them, I think that's a huge thing. Like, so many people are just very stressed out and distracted, and they have so many things going on in their life. So it's really challenging to focus on someone else. But to be able, you know, and to, you know, potentially use cannabis to help you really anchor yourself in the moment, let those distractions fall away, and be there for your partner. Ask them questions. Show them that you're interested in them. Show them that you're passionate about what they have to say, and really be there for them and be their biggest cheerleader. So I think, yeah, it's certainly there's a lot of overlap in the skills that it takes to be a great matchmaker and a great partner.
And I'll tell you something, just by the time we've already talked on this this conversation so far, I feel like you make things so comfortable, you're very relaxed and understanding. I feel like, you know, just like a therapist, like, I can definitely talk to you, and I feel like you're extremely open to anything I might tell you, and, you know, I feel like that you have a real passion that you really do want to help. But I feel that right now, just relaying this, just if I'm actually in person, it will be even more. So,
oh, thank you. That means so much to me. And you know, I feel like this is my purpose. This is what I was put on this earth to do. I am so unbelievably lucky that I found my soulmate at such a young age, and, you know, he has allowed me to really blossom into the person that I was meant to be. I think that love is something that everyone is searching for. And obviously, you want to be happy on your own, and you want to be able to support yourself and live the life of your dreams independently. But when you find that special person, they can just supercharge everything in your life and really allow you to take risks that you wouldn't, and to tap into a deeper type of confidence. And it just changes the way that you look at the world. And so I want as many people as possible to experience the transformative power of love that I get to experience every day. And so that's why I do what I do.
And I'll tell you, this is just right here. If you haven't been convinced to go to highlydevoted.com, at least check out the site yourself. You already know she has everything what it takes to be a great matchmaker. So if it's something you're interested in, take a look at it while we go to commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue more of our conversation with Molly Peckler. Stay tuned, everybody.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body, it's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business, presented by Streamwise Consulting. Brasker, who wants to get here with you, filling in. And I'm happy to go ahead and welcome back from HollyDevoted.com, Molly Peckler. Molly, I want to take one more piece of what you said out of this Vice article that I took from several years ago. And Scott, you kind of answered this question a little bit earlier, but I want to just take a little spin on what I want to ask. Quote, if cannabis is important to you, that has to be reflected not only in your relationship, but in how you look for a partner. So I wanted to ask about the importance of making clear what is important to you in a relationship. You made that point. But also, I think it's more important that we have those people that are in a relationship, because they're so overwhelmed because a man's really just enthralled by a woman, by looks or personality, everything, and they're willing to offer a concession and sacrifice and compromise things more than they had meant to, and that might, put the relationship at risk. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I think it's really just understanding, again, what are the deal breakers. Obviously, in any relationship, there's going to be compromise. But you don't want to compromise on something that is of the utmost importance to you, because that's where resentment can build and anger and all sorts of negative emotions can build up. And then you start to be, really upset at your partner because you're not allowed to express yourself in a truly genuine way. And the reason why I think it's so important to be open about cannabis, if it is something that's important to you, is because real love and real connection comes when you can be honest, when you can share your true self, when you don't worry about being judged judged. You just, you know, you let it out in the open and you express your truth. And you know, I think so many people have faced judgment and stigma when it comes to cannabis and dating. And, you know, there are all these stigmas, you know, the old stoner stereotype that you're lazy and you're sitting on the couch and you're not motivated. And the vast majority of cannabis consumers that I know and I've ever met in my life just do not fit that mold. Right. And so, you know, there's that fear there that even though that may not be reflective of who you are and how you act, you still think that you're not going to be truly accepted if you share that part of yourself. And so what I try and show my clients is that it's about being open. It's about speaking about what's important to you. It's about bonding with your partner in a specific way. And, you know, the reason why I was inspired to start a business about using cannabis as a tool to connect is because it really does bring people together. And, you know, it makes you feel comfortable. You create these lasting memories when you have a sesh with someone. And, you know, it just speeds up that bonding process. So if that's important to you, you should never have to settle on that. And, you know, just kind of coming back around to the original question, you know, just don't settle, period. You know, if you feel like this is something, you know, I would say, you know, on the important things like core values and what you want out of life and how you see the world and what your perspective is. Now, when it comes to looks or things that maybe aren't as deep, you know, I think that's certainly something where you may end up with someone who's not exactly, you know, what you thought. But, you know, when it comes to what's at the core of who someone truly is, never settle on that.
Now, then I have another question. You got me sprinting into some other thoughts. If you do find someone, and then initially that honeymoon period of getting to know that person after, let's say, 3-6 months, maybe up to a year, there's always the idea that things will change if children or other people come into the picture, or if our lifestyles change because as we're getting older, all those factors that come into play. Is there anything you say in that process of the matchmaking that says you need to put all this out in the front, and even if it's going to affect, you know, what things are happening, that how soon you need to go ahead and present any kind of obstacles that could come in that will change what started things off in the first place, the original spark?
Yeah, I think the more open you can be, the earlier in the relationship, the better, especially when it comes to the big things that you want out of like children, you know, how your career might cause you to need to move,
right.
Specific goals that you want to achieve in your life or the way that you like to spend your time. You know, those are things that if you just sweep that under the rug at the beginning, it might be really fun. And, you know, that honeymoon period might be like really special and great and there's no drama there, but it's not going to last. You know, be open, share your truth, share the things that you need out of a relationship. And if someone else is afraid of that or turned off by that, then they're not your right person anyways. You know, use that as a filter. And you just have to be brave before you do it, because you might learn something about someone that you care about that, you know, that can disappoint you. But it's much better to learn sooner rather than later.
Totally, totally agree. So talk to me about why is it that there the mutual enjoyment of cannabis and the way you take it together? How's that? What is it that makes that a great way to break the ice?
Well, cannabis, just if it's something that you utilize in your life on a regular basis, it's because it makes you feel a specific way. Now, you know, cannabis promotes homeostasis in your body. So it provides a feeling of balance. And that can always help in a relationship. But it can also break down walls and, you know, connect you with your heart and again, allow those distractions to fall away so that you can really focus on the person that you're with. And, you know, certain forms of cannabis will make you more giggly and happy and positive. And so it's really fun to share those experiences with someone you care about. It can also, you know, it's an aphrodisiac. It can get you in the mood for sex, right, and add new depth to intimacy. And so, you know, there's a lot of different ways that it can be applied in a relationship that can bring people together.
Do you ever consult at all? I'm not sure if this is something you might be able to say, but of which types of cannabis or which kind of strains, which kind of things that should be avoided or could be done, or do you offer any kind of support so that people don't take the wrong things that will destimulate or might kind of take away from the real fun of the relationship?
Well, you know, it's a really tough question because everyone processes cannabis differently. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one strain that might be like amazing for someone may not have a great response in someone else. So my suggestion, you know, to my clients is to do some testing on your own beforehand, see how certain cannabis products make you feel, understand how long they take to activate, whether you're, you know, using a smokable or an edible or a tincture, you know, or if you want to use a topical and not have that psychoactive activity going on. You know, I think it's a very personal question. You know, I think a lot of people think that, oh, you know, if I, you know, want to have sex with someone, I should have a sativa. Right. Where I don't necessarily agree with that, because sativas will sometimes make my mind race and make it so it's a lot more challenging for me to focus. Yeah. I personally prefer, you know, something that's an indica or an indica leaning hybrid, like a Granddaddy Purple, because it slows down my mind a bit, but really enhances body awareness and boosts my, you know, my libido.
Right.
So it's just very specific based upon what works for you.
Fantastic. I really am enjoying this conversation. We have a few more minutes left. We have to go into our final break, but I want to get your take on a few things that are going out viral when it comes to dating and matchmaking around the space. Outside of the mainstream, just get your take on it. We're going to come back with our final questions with Molly Peckler here on Blunt Business, presented by Streamwise Consulting here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himpink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And we're back for our final segment of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com, presented by Strainwise Consulting, strainwise.com. I'm here with the founder of HollyDevoted.com, Molly Peckler. Molly, I want to get your take on some viral views circulating about dating and matchmaking, online dating. So, a recent Refinery29 post, there's a dating coach and author of the book Breaking Up and Bouncing Back, named Samantha Burns. She was quoted in a story that was titled, Why Are People Still Lying About Meeting Online? She said this, quote, some daters carry a sense of shame that they haven't met someone yet, that love didn't just fall into their lap, and they feel embarrassed that they have to put their effort to hunt for it online. Do you ever get that kind of response from people that meet with you? And if so, how do you handle that?
Yes, I have certainly worked with people who felt ashamed that they weren't able to find love on their own. Mm-hmm. But that I think is much more related to something that they're struggling with internally. You know, it's some sort of fear or some sort of insecurity that they haven't worked through on their own, because love is incredibly challenging to find. Yeah. And especially love that lasts, and, you know, really finding your true soulmate. And, you know, I think people expect, okay, by a certain age, I'm going to, you know, be in love, and by this age I'm going to be married, and by this age I'm going to have kids, and
right.
You know, life is, it doesn't always work out that way, and a lot of times, you know, you look at couples and they might seem like everything is perfect on the outside, but behind closed doors they're miserable together. So you know, what I try and help my clients realize is that you can't compare yourself to anyone else. No one else is on your schedule, and it's just really challenging to understand what's going on in someone's relationship and in their mind. And, you know, you just have to focus on really understanding what it is that has gotten in the way of you finding that love. And most of the time, it's fears and acceptance of self, because there's really nothing sexier than confidence and knowing what you want. And, you know, being able to understand what are your shortcomings, what can you work on, and how can you improve. And when you look at yourself in that way, it's, you know, a lot of that shame, a lot of that guilt just goes away, and you can really focus on being the best version of yourself and attracting the type of love that you want.
Love that answer. Excellent. Excellent. Well said. Something that amused me, this is just like about a week ago, there's a story that came out that Tinder, of course, the one that makes you swipe left or right, they introduced a new matchmaking service aimed at students, college students, attending a four-year college university called Tinder U, a way to find a date, find new friends, and even find a study partner. This feels like just a major cash grab. So I got to ask you, do you think online dating in general has lost its way? Is it only the news sites that are coming out, or any of them now? It's only a cash grab. They are not in the true interest of their customers.
I mean, that's a really tough question. And I can't speak to the mindset of the people that run these businesses. You know, obviously every business, you want to be successful and you want to bring in revenue. But my hope is that most of them also believe in the mission of helping people find love.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, a good amount of them do, but you know, I'm not a mind reader. You know, I know personally, I believe in the abilities of my business, and I know that I have the power to help people and to bring love into people's lives and to bring acceptance and confidence into people's lives. And so I just keep focusing on that and, you know, working hard, keeping my head down, and, you know, doing what I do best. You know, I know a lot of people have found love through dating sites and apps, and I think it's a really wonderful tool to use to meet new people. But, you know, there's also a lot of really challenging experiences that people have as well. So, I suggest everyone, you know, try it out, see how that works for you. And if you want a more proactive approach, then, you know, you can find a matchmaker like me who can really help you find what you're looking for.
Well, speaking for myself, and I'm maybe some other people might feel the same way, but if you have gotten tired of going through the runaround and just going to other places, I would love to find out more about Highly Devoted and just say to myself, I believe in the last 30 minutes we've spoken together, I truly believe that you found your purpose. You obviously, you know, when I hear your passion about trying to help other people find love and find something meaningful, you know, that's not just about the work and the career that they do and what they do to make your life mean something, but to be able to coexist with somebody else in lockstep with you. And I mean, I think it's extremely important. It's detrimental to your life, to your lifestyle, to your health. So I feel like I totally would want to go ahead and have a session with you and learn more and get a chance to see the kind of people that you would introduce to someone like me. So for those that are interested, seriously interested in signing up with For Highly Devoted, what do they need to understand before you meet them in a first session, and how do they get that first session set up?
Absolutely. So one of the great parts about Highly Devoted is that it is completely free to join our matchmaking database and be matched with our clients.
Wow.
And so you can head to highlydevoted.com and join that database, and it'll take about 2 minutes to do. It's really quick. But I am actually really excited. We're in the process of creating an incredibly robust new website and database. So that is going to be launching sometime in the fall, which I'm really, really excited about. But if you are interested in a more proactive approach, whether that is coaching or matchmaking, and the matchmaking does include coaching as well, then you can also go to our website and request a free consultation. And that will allow me to get to know you a little bit, understand what it is you're searching for in a partner, and be able to, you know, see if it's a good fit to potentially work together. Just to let everyone out there know, coaching starts at around $2,000 and matchmaking starts at around $10,000. So this is something, like I said before, that's unfortunately not in everyone's budget, but because there is that free option, then that's a really great way to still be a part of our database and potentially be matched with a client and find love. And you can also follow us on Instagram at Highly Devoted, and we have all sorts of great content coming out there and some really, really exciting things moving forward as well.
Fantastic. Molly Peckler with HighlyDevoted.com. I've really enjoyed this interview, and I'm really thankful that you were able to make time to join us here on Canvas Radio. What a great conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome, and I really look forward to speaking with your listeners and helping them find love.
Absolutely, and I hope we can keep track of your story and any success stories that come along. I'll definitely make sure to go ahead and keep in touch so we can go ahead and follow along your path and see where things go with this. So thank you again for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. So that's going to do for this week of Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com, presented by StrainWiseConsulting.com. You can download past episodes of Blunt Business by going to CannabisRadio.com or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, on iHeartRadio. Once again, thank you for joining us, and thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.